Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to another live edition of Titillating Sports. It's going to be an abridged edition. I'm going to be doing this first hour live. If you're listening at as the clock hits 9:07 Pacific time, then yes, I am live right now. And hopefully I'm still alive. What I mean is I'm live on the air, and that's because I'll be heading to basically a state funeral, the Oakland Coliseum, for the last ever Oakland A's game. In Oakland, I have three more in Seattle wearing jerseys that say Oakland, but that's going to be it. We do have some guests in the first hour, and when do I not have guests, right? I'm always ready to go. We're going to have someone from the VA again, as I did yesterday. I think it's very important, especially that I am on American Forces Network, to get the word out to the Veterans Administration. How they can help so many vets out there. We will also have a magician who will be appearing in Oakland, and his name is Rick Tittle, and he will save the A's. Now, his name is Larry Wilson. And then at 9:40, maybe we'll have JD, maybe we won't. Megan Baker, the wife of John Baker, reached out to me, and she said that John wrote something. She wanted me to read it, so if I get it in time, I will read that as well. John, of course, grew up a huge A's fan. He was drafted by the A's in the third round in the Moneyball draft. That was traded to the Marlins before he could play for the A's. But, you know, lifelong fan being from Contra Costa County, as am I. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, no Twitch. As I said, just the first hour here. And you can always be a part of it if you can chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY. If I get some free time, 1-800-878-TLAY. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. All right, come on in. Let's do this. Get on back on Byline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, which is poignant for my next interview because we bring in Ms. Meg Cabot. She is the VA's Housing First Initiative person because she is the chief of staff in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And they're talking about how they have housed more than 41,000 homeless veterans across this country. Meg, thanks for being on the show. And I just found out a couple days ago when I had one of your colleagues on, the secretary, that this was an option that was going on because I think most of the time we just think of medical needs. So tell us a little bit more about what you got going on there.
Sure. So we're very pleased that we've been able to house more than 43,000 veterans, place them in permanent housing over this past fiscal year. And we've done that in a variety of different ways. One of the things that we're doing, we know that we want to, that ending veteran homelessness is something that's going to take all of us working together. So that's at the federal level, the state level, the county, city, town, even the neighborhood level. So this past year, we've really focused on a process that we call One Team, which means we get all of those people who represent all those different organizations and agencies together to talk about individual veterans. And these kinds of meetings are happening all over the country on a weekly or even more frequently than that basis. They talk about individual veterans, the unique situations and the barriers that individual veteran is facing, break down those barriers, and then get that veteran housed. That's led to a significant decrease in homelessness over this past year for us.
Well, anytime we see someone unhoused, it's a sad story because they're human beings and they deserve their dignity. But there's, I don't want to say that anybody's better than anyone else, but I will say that it is embarrassing to see a veteran, someone he or she put their lives on the line, gave up years of their lives to protect us, and they're on the street. So how do you go from taking somebody, you know, in a stark example, from a cardboard box into a respectable place?
So I think we do that in a variety of different ways, Rick, and I couldn't agree with you more that no one who's defended this country deserves to not have a place to call home. And it's really an important part of our mission at the Department of Veterans Affairs to end veteran homelessness. So we do that in a couple of different ways. We start with outreach. So that means that we have thousands of men and women across the country who are going out to shelters, to cardboard boxes, to under bridges, wherever it may be, finding veterans, talking to them about what's available to them and how we can help them as they move to becoming formerly homeless. And then we'll move them to temporary housing where they can receive some services, but we really try to make that as easy for them as possible. We don't want veterans to have to face a lot of bureaucracy and paperwork. We just get them into that temporary housing, let them get their feet under them, and really make some decisions about what happens next and where they want to go next. And then quickly moving them into more permanent housing, so a respectable place, as you're talking, as you're describing it, right, where they can really be proud to call that apartment, that home, home. And really then surrounding that veteran with a variety of different services, and that may be things like skills training, job placement, and maybe assistance with a mental health issue or a substance use issue. Whatever it is, we want to work with them so that they can really stay in that housing permanently and thrive in that community.
As a social worker, as you've been trained these decades, was it sort of your calling when you looked at, you know, being the granddaughter of, you know, World War I, World War II vets, your dad was in Nam, and seeing how those veterans were treated on a hugely unpopular war, and they were blamed for the policies of which they had nothing to do with. Is it kind of a labor of love for you?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that it started out as a labor of love. Certainly, I come from a family of service and knew that I wanted to do something to provide service to other folks. I'm not sure I knew right away that it was going to be homeless individuals. But as I continued to my work and got exposed to working with active duty service members and then veterans, it absolutely has become my life passion to really support individual veterans, but also the families that care for them.
One of the things that I have talked about with VA people over the years is that, you know, our military, people are trained to be self-sufficient and to be resilient. And so it's hard enough to get them to go for a routine medical check because they a lot of times say, I got this, or I'm too proud. Do you kind of bump into that sometimes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why it's important for us to do the kinds of outreach that we do. It's important for me to be talking to people like you to really spread the word about how VA really wants veterans to come to us for their health care, to receive their benefits. And really, you know, want to make sure that all of your listeners know that VA wants them to be a part of our community and to receive the services and the benefits that they earned.
So how do you attribute the success of the VA? As I've told the story, when I was in college in the 80s, I had a coach who was a Vietnam vet, and he told me, you know, all these stories about the VA, which weren't very flattering. But I have seen in the last, you know, 20 or so years, the VA turn around hiring quality people like yourself, that to just get rid of that whole aura. What do you attribute the success of the VA being so cutting edge now?
Well, I'll start by talking about the 450,000 people that work at VA, men and women who really are dedicated to this mission. You know, and you're right about cutting edge. We do things in VA that's just not available in healthcare in the community. We do a lot of research. We train. Almost every physician that is trained in this country spends at least some time in a VA hospital as part of their training. So I think it's our dedication to our staff and really the mission. You know, a large percentage of our staff are veterans themselves, and those that aren't veterans have family members like myself who served and so understand what it means to serve. And to really, you know, the secretary often says it's the greatest mission in government, and I absolutely agree with that.
And then finally, I think, too, I mean, homelessness is such a big problem in this country, and out here in San Francisco, we're well aware of it. And I think, just personally, it starts with one person at a time, because there was an independent baseball team in Oakland that helped clean up an area of West Oakland, and they housed a few dozen people. And yet naysayers will say, well, you didn't solve the problem, did you? Well, you can't just snap your fingers or wave a magic wand. It's one vet at a time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every veteran has unique circumstances about how they ended up homeless, and also unique circumstances around what's going to get them out of homelessness. And so we do have to work with them individually, and I really do believe that that's been part of our success over the past few years, is to really come at this from all different angles, all different sides, working together with communities to get veterans exactly what they need to be able to thrive in their communities.
All right, if you're listening, you're a veteran, don't be too proud. Go to va.gov/homeless. Once again, va.gov/homeless, and see what they can do for you, because you deserve it and you earned it. We've been speaking with Ms. Meg Cabot, Chief of Staff in the Department of Veterans Affairs. Meg, thanks so much for coming on and getting the word out.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We got a magician on the other side. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, Yella, no good keister off my property.
Thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
No. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces. If you ever run around Lake Merritt, one of the more beautiful buildings there is the Scottish Rites Temple. And they are going to be having the Oakland Magic Gala and Banquet this coming Monday, the 30th. And you will be dining with magicians. You'll have a multi-course dinner featuring chicken marsala. If you want veggies, they have that option as well. And then superstar magicians on stage. And joining us is one of those comedy guru magician headliners. It's Larry Wilson. Larry, what's going on, man? You're from Reno originally?
No, I'm from Los Angeles originally, but I live in Reno now.
What's going on in Washoe County? Is it still hecka windy?
No, actually, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful now that all the fires have been put out.
What about all them?
Toasty there. Yeah.
What about all them Californians moving up there like you?
Well, I'm considered the new guy because I've only been here for 25 years. there are some lovely people from California, and of course, everyone here welcomes them with open arms if they're coming here because they love how clean it is and how pristine everything is and how relaxed everyone is. But of course, you know, there are occasionally those people who sell their one-bedroom condo and then in California and then come here with the proceeds and buy, you know, a five-acre ranch and decide, you know what, I like this place. We just have to make it a little bit more like California.
And right.
That doesn't always go over so well here.
So are you a magician? Because I remember as a kid, Doug Henning said, I live in the world of illusion, right? And then some have tricks, some have the tour de passe-passe with the sleight of hand. Do you do all disciplines, or what do you like?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because everybody starts out, when you're a kid, you don't have money to buy your own tigers, you know, and wild animals. So everyone starts out with little stuff. But it's strange, because the stuff we start out with, in many ways, may be the most difficult stuff to master. But everyone I know, seriously, every single magician I know is a member of the 793.8 Club. And that's a very important number to remember. Your people may want to write that down, 793.8. That's the Dewey Decimal number in every public library in the United States about books about magic. And every person I know involved in magic starts there. They get books in the library, they learn sleight of hand, they learn stuff that is just for fun, just sort of as a hobby. And then those who are bitten by the bug pursue it further and start developing other skills. I have a huge illusion show that I do. In fact, it's what brought me to Reno. Is Hare has hired me to produce and star in a show of my own I created for them called Wonderland, which was a very trippy, psychedelic reimagining of Alice in Wonderland, where all the hallucinogenic things in the story are now done with magical effects and all built sort of on a foundation of classic 60s rock and roll. And it was a huge success for them here. And I liked Reno so much, that's the reason I stayed. But the stuff we were doing in that show was really big and elaborate. People appearing and disappearing, you know, appearing from balls of fire and all the things you remember from the original story of Alice. People shrinking and growing and, you know. So that stuff is much more elaborate. And so everybody I know who's been doing this professionally for their adult life has a tendency to have mastery in a great variety of different kinds of magic.
Do you ever hide anything in your beard?
You know what? I don't, but I have a good friend who has a gigantic mane of curly hair, and he does some great stuff where, like, 15 minutes into his show, he'll reach into the mane and pull out a live animal. And it gets a really great reaction because it seems impossible. But the only thing I could really hide in my beard would be, like, sleeves or body lice. And that's not really that impressive to the audience.
So when we come to the Scottish Rite Temple, what are we in store for? Because I know sometimes, I mean, I've seen pictures of you with showgirls, and you're, like, riding this fake white whatever it is, like hippo. Like, what are we looking at?
That is not fake. That's a real 6-foot-tall white rabbit. But the white rabbit has a much stronger union than I have. So the white rabbit is not coming with me to the Scottish Rite. The Scottish Rite, I'm performing what I call my one-man wonder show. And it's really because the show is packed with a bunch of other magicians, and there's sort of only so much room and so much time that all of us can do what we do. You're going to see some really, really great stuff. I guess you've heard of this, but they kind of packed the front end of this show with so much talent. First of all, there's a guy who's the MC who's hilarious, named Unique Derek, and he's going to sort of keep everything moving in a very snappy style. Brian Cosmo Cassidy, who's a mentalist, but also, this is funny, he's a hilarious mentalist. He has some great stuff that I saw. I've never met him before, but I've seen him online. That's the other thing that's interesting about a show like this at the Scottish Rite is a bunch of us who know each other from social media, but we don't often get to be in the same place at the same time. There's a magician named Michael Stroud who passed away recently, and a couple of people, Jeannie and Beauty, are doing a whole tribute to him, and I've seen the stuff they're going to do. It's incredible. It's, again, it's fantastic. And Michael Wynn, who's a guy from the Bay Area who does maybe the most difficult branch of magic, which is classic manipulation. This is the kind of stuff you see with cards, with coins, with silks, where it's all extremely taxing digital expertise, and digital meaning with his fingers, not meaning technology. I worked with him about 2 months ago, Martinez, and he just kind of blew everyone's mind. Some incredible stuff. And then sort of to top everything off, you have me with my one-man wonder show. It's going to be quite a jam-packed evening of excitement here. So I'm going to be doing a bunch of stuff. I would guess that no one in the Bay Area has ever seen me do before, because I kind of I curate my show depending on where I am and what I'm doing, so that it's never the same thing twice.
Everybody should check it out. And the other thing is, you're squeaky clean, right? Family friendly?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of the things that's kind of maybe anachronistic about magic, but for the most part, everyone working in magic realizes this is supposed to be for families, you know? And the beauty of magic is that it transcends language barriers, cultural barriers, age barriers. It's really something that everyone can enjoy. So you can't do stuff that's inappropriate for a family. And I'm sure there's somebody out there, but I don't know him. I've never heard of him. Everybody I work with, all those people I mentioned, Unique Dorica, Brian Cassidy, Genie and Beauty, Michael Wynn, all those people, squeaky clean, and this goes for me as well, we're there to do one thing, to blow your mind. That's our goal. We're not
all right, I want to make sure everybody checks it out. It's we got to run to a break here. Sorry. Oakland Magic Gala and Banquet. It's going to be Monday, this coming the 30th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rites Temple. It's right on Lake Merritt there on Madison Street. There's a pre-show dinner, performances. Yep. Remember, chicken marsala or veggies. Close-up magic begins at 7, and the Comedy Magic Gala begins at 7:15 p.m. For more information, tickettaylor.com. We've been speaking with Larry Wilson. Larry, thanks for coming on, man.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. Come on back. We'll talk to J.D. Sharp and your calls, 1-800-878-7529.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. A little truncated show here as I'm heading to the Coliseum for the wake. So we move up J.D. Sharp. Thanks for being flexible, J.D. He, of course, is in Las Vegas, and he is the guy behind Pro Wagering and ProWageringThey.com. They do the research. J.D., you know, what looked like kind of a throwaway game for the Cowboys earlier on in the season now seems like a desperate must-win as they face their rivals, the Giants, in New Jersey. New York is getting 5.5 points. Of course, they're the underdogs, but Dallas at 1-2, they can't screw around anymore. They have to win this game. How much chance do you give the Giants to pull off another upset, though?
You know, it's weird. This is the line is 6. It's in New York. They're both 1-2. The Cowboys have looked really bad. The Giants have actually, the thing about them is Jones has looked good. Malik Nabers has looked great. Singletary has been okay, but they've sacked the quarterback 15 times, Rick. I mean, that's 5 sacks a game. That's a lot. The Cowboys' offensive line hasn't shown me much. You know, if this game was on, and I mean, Stephen A. Smith is saying what he's saying, and I always look into the media in games like this, in real primetime games like this, you know. There's very little, baseball doesn't matter. There's no other sports. I mean, a lot of people have Amazon Prime. It's going to be a big game. People are going to be watching it. I look at just how much media exposure is behind the game before I make my decision. But, I mean, on paper, and just from what I've seen, the Giants look like the play. But the line is 6, and it shouldn't be 6. And then I got to ask myself, okay, maybe Trayvon Diggs, maybe he shuts down Malik Nabers. All right. Well, the Cowboys can't run the ball. I know that. They can't. I think they average 3 yards a carry. That's not going to change against the Giants. But, you know, everyone hates on Dak all the time. He's got Lamb. He's got Cooks. He's got Tolbert. He's got Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson, to me, might be a real difference maker in this game. But then also I look at the Giants' defense, and I say, all right, they got Deontay Banks. He's their corner. Nick McCloud is kind of off and on. He's hurt sometimes. Pinnock has 4 sacks from his safety position, which means that he's going to be – if Pinnock is coming from Dallas, from Dak's blind side, is he going to get to Dak? I would say yes. I would say yes a couple of times. You know, they got Bobby Okereke, Kayvon Thibodeau. They traded for Brian Burns. I mean, Dexter Lawrence has been a beast since he entered the league, so they've got some talent defensively. So I look at both sides of this. But as I say, I do think the Cowboys probably win the game. I just think they're going to be overwhelming offensively. But the play that makes the most sense to me is the under here, Rick, at 45.5.
Well, I kind of agree with you on that under there. The thing that's maddening about sports, and especially football so far, as I was talking to you before, it's the year of the underdog, even though we're only 3 weeks in. You get a team A team like the Saints scores 91 points, and then game 3 they don't know how to score any points. So I want to ask you about 2 trends. Dak has won 12 games in a row against the Cowboys. Daniel Jones, last 3 home games, all losses, no touchdown passes, 6 interceptions, booed by the fans. How much stock do you put into those 2 overwhelming trends there?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how much stock. I mean. Obviously, it's just like pitchers. Sometimes pitchers are really, really bad at home, or they're really, really bad on the road. I mean, that's like, for example, Jordan Montgomery for the Diamondbacks this year had a 7.5 ERA at home. Why? He's just bad at that stadium. Maybe it's the dynamics of the wind. Maybe it's the situation of the actual ballpark itself. I don't really know. I don't know what it is. But sometimes that can be the case. And it's possible that Daniel Jones just isn't good at home. And if he's not good, he's not good. That doesn't change. It's just kind of a thing, you know. It's what I call a what do you call it? Like blood red. Like it's blood red, meaning like it's or dead red. Dead red, meaning like it's just going to happen. It's going to happen, and nothing's going to change it. And it's just the reality that you have to accept, even though it doesn't make any sense. And so that could be the case with Daniel Jones at home in this situation. And again, I have not been impressed with Wandale Robinson. You know, he doesn't throw. He throws to Malik Nabers, but Trayvon Diggs is a pretty good corner. Rick, Trayvon Diggs led the NFL in interceptions 2 years ago. He was hurt last year, but I do think he's going to be able to play pretty well against Nabers. Now, he does like to gamble a lot, but, I mean, Jones is known to throw himself a pick six or two. So, and then Micah Parsons. Can Micah Parsons break that game? I don't know. I'm just – the Cowboys, people are so down on the Cowboys right now, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be because the offensive line's been a problem and they can't run the ball, but Dak has stayed pretty consistent the last couple of years, and I just wonder if this is one of those games where he just kind of pops up, has a big game, and Jones kind of steps down a little bit, and Trayvon Diggs does a good job on their biggest weapon, who's like 60% of their offense, which is their rookie out of LSU, Malik Nabers, Rick.
Not to beat up on Daniel Jones, but I got to throw one more at you. It's just factual, yeah. And it's hard to feel sorry for a tall, handsome, healthy millionaire, so I'm going to tell you the facts here. The facts is... Since Monday Night Football started, 1970, and then we got Sunday night, Thursday night, all the other primetime games.
He's
the worst in NFL history since 1970. He's 1-12 when he plays at night. Your thoughts?
Now that matters. That's important. That's really important. I had no idea that was that stat, but that would make sense why the line would be 6 then if you're factoring in trends, which I generally don't. I generally don't factor in trends. I like to factor in circumstances. I want to be in the moment. You know, I don't want to just make a play based on, oh, well, this coach did this at this point and this team did this. I mean, the teams change, the games change. But again, if he's really that bad at night, that's interesting. I had no idea that he was that bad. He's got really interesting numbers, honestly. But again, he's never had a Malik Nabers on his team either. But Nabers will be guarded by Trayvon Diggs, and Diggs is a very good defender. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty comfortable with, and maybe I'll even tease the Cowboys down to a money line with the under and bump it up to 51.5. I might do that. I might go Cowboys. We've got to win the game, and there can't be more than 51 points scored, which I think is a pretty fair bet at this point, Rick.
All right, one more question for you as we get ready for MLB here. The juiciest game, and both teams are going to the playoffs, so there's nothing on the line, but it could be a postseason preview. Corbin Burns in Baltimore on the bump at Yankee Stadium against Gerrit Cole. What do you think of this one?
Gerrit Cole has been really bad. Kind of, it's funny you talk about that, but Gerrit Cole has been really bad at home this year, really bad. And I just like this Orioles team. I think they have more fire than the Yankees do. The Yankees have Aaron Judge, and obviously he'll probably win the MVP again, and he'll just keep winning it and winning it because he's 6'7", 280 pounds, and he runs like the wind, and he's got about 5% body fat. But, you know, and he's got great hand-eye coordination. So, but I do think that the Orioles will win. I think they'll win the series. But if there is a playoff series, I think the Orioles will be victorious in that. They just have too many good players. They have too much depth. They have a lot of pitching talent. Their bullpen isn't great. They're okay. But I just think that the combination of Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Santander, even Jackson Holliday, who stepped up and played pretty well, I think that's going to be too much for the Yankees. I think the Yankees just relied so much on – and obviously they have Judge and Soto, but there's something about Judge where when he really performs, the Yankees don't perform. And I could see him having a really big postseason – and the people around him not playing very well.
There he is, J.D. Sharp, ProWagering.com. Check it out. J.D., always appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick.
All right, that's J.D. Sharp. And wanted to make some time available if you want to call in. As I mentioned, I'm just going to be doing the rest of this hour here, the last 10 minutes of this hour. And if it's not 9:49 Pacific time, this has been repeated. But if it is 9:49 and you want to chime in before the last ever A's game at the Coliseum, I would love to hear from you. Before the game, I actually went do we have a call? We have Stu from the parking lot. Go ahead, Stu.
Rick, how are you, buddy?
I'm heading over there in about 10 minutes. What's up, man?
We'll be in 220 under the overhang. Please come by and have a beer with us. We're in the parking lot right now, friends and family, breakfast burritos and Bloody Marys. And right now it feels like a party, but it also feels kind of like the precursor to a funeral. It's a really weird vibe, I think, as I walk around the parking lot. But, you know, here we are. Here we are.
Well, it's the kind of thing, like, I sort of liken it to, like, the Reign of Terror. It's like a big party until you realize they're guillotining everybody's heads off.
Yeah, it's just, it sucks. I'll tell you, this place is packed. It's going to be rocking today, and I don't know what it's going to be like at the end of the game, but I don't feel like I'm going to be in a hurry to get out of here.
Yeah, there's going to be people lingering in the parking lot. I know there's a couple of after wakes. I hate to say parties, but I'll definitely come back. What'd you say, 220?
220, and I believe we're under the overhang, so we should be easy to spot.
Yeah, but so maybe we can get a beer someplace else. But Stu, man, thanks for the call and your support with the A's through the year, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Rick, we'll look forward to seeing you, man. Let's definitely try and hook up and get a brew before or after the game, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, my friend.
All right, we'll see you, Rick. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Stu from Vacaville, the inventor of the reverse boycott, by the way, which he floated on my show. Not saying I invented it, he did, but I think it was first brought up from his call. Yesterday I went to the Coliseum, last ever night game, and was down on the field and saw my old buddy Ray, who I thought retired. He just works now and then, though, but he's worked 30 years, and today is his last day, I should say. And I talked to him for a while, and then I said, I'm going to grab a little infield dirt here. He's like, go ahead. So I took like half a handful, put it in a napkin, put it in my pocket. I actually had this little vial in my car just in case I could get some, so I did. But, you know, I was looking around and I thought, you know, I only need this credential one more day. And I've never, you know, stolen anything. But there was a major league ball sitting on the dugout bench. And I'm like, screw it. So grabbed the ball, walked over, saw a little kid. Here you go. Made his day. Why not? They can afford it. What are they going to do? Pull my credential? Ooh, oh no. So yeah, it's pretty bad. I actually got on my high horse. It's all about me. I wrote a little mini letter. I had to keep it short so I could like screenshot it and then tweet it. Just a short and sweet letter to John Fisher. And in all seriousness, we all want to say you mother effer son of a bee, but it's not too late. I mean, Bob Lurie sold the team officially to Tampa Bay. He sold them. And Bill White, the president of the National League, came in and said, whoa, 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 whoa. You got to see if you can get a local buyer first. That hasn't happened this time because there are no more league presidents. So there's still time. When you see the carnage that you have created, it's not worth it. It's just, I don't care how much more money you get. It's not worth it. Plus, you're going to make over $1 billion on your original investment if you sell right now, if it's really all about the money. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. You want to chime in? Do it quickly. Come on back on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Maybe, just maybe, my boys can stop him from getting the book. Yeah, maybe I'm a Chinese jet pilot.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
All right, a couple minutes left in the hour, and this is going to wrap up the live portion of the show. And we'll be back tomorrow. Have a comedian in studio. Get back to the usual stuff. I'm still surprised by how many people say, well, you know, Oakland did this to themselves. I just want to know what that means. Were they supposed to just build a stadium with their own money? Look, Oakland has not covered itself in glory. They go through a new police chief every fortnight, but the owner doesn't have to leave. And just sitting there at the Coliseum last night thinking about all the history, you don't have to leave. That's the thing that really sucks. You know, it's not full of rats and asbestos and it's falling down and it's got black mold. There's nothing wrong with that place. It's just not beautiful compared to, you know, Oracle or Camden Yards or all the other new places. It's, you know, it's been my sports home my whole life. And the last ever A's game. And the sad part is it didn't have to happen is the thing. So anyway, it's hella sad. I know Greg Papa cried on his show. I'm not going to cry on the air, but I feel like it. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific time.